For more media content from Grace Community Church in San Antonio, Texas, go to gccsatx.com.
My name is Mark, 40 years old. Been saved now for about 10 years. I'm just thankful to God for such a great salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. I just want to share my testimony of what the Lord God did in my life. So for the first part of my life, I guess I was probably like the average little, what they would call brainiac kid. Went to school, went home, and just how my life went. As kids, you know, our family, we had this thing where we went to church on Sundays, every Sunday. You could do anything else you wanted to do throughout the week, but on Sundays, if you didn't go to church, you couldn't live in that house, and that's what we did. Man, I always go back to this because it's amazing. I think about how many times I went to church with my mom, my grandmother, and we went to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. But no change in our lives. You know how many people right now is sitting in church going to hell? Literally, sitting in church going to hell. Don't buy that lie neither. You know, them rappers do that too. They real big with that. They go out to them churches and they sit on the front row and they give their big gifts and don't buy the lie. You can go to church Sunday after Sunday, unless a man repent of his sins and receive Jesus Christ, have Christ, man is lost. I got baptized. I thought I was right with God. Man, hey, you know, your parents smiling, my baby got baptized today, you got on the white little suit, you feel all good, everybody taking pictures, pastor holding you up in the air. On your way to hell. Grandma on her way to hell. People don't think God of the heavens and the earth will cast an old lady in hell, but he will. It doesn't matter. It's the same way across the board. As I got older and began to be in high school, life made a drastic change. I started hanging around some guys and never forget taking my first puff of a marijuana joint, getting high, liking the feeling of it actually. And think back on that, how my life made a drastic change from that point. I began to hang around with gangs and just do all kind of wicked stuff. Very wicked stuff. Being caught up in all type of things. And I guess you never think you would find yourself and would hope that your mother would not even know you was involved in those type of things. The rap music scene came around and we were very interested in rap music. So we tried to pursue someone to invest in us and help us to become rappers, the next stars. You know, during that time, everybody was rapping, and so we had an interest in being some rappers. No one would help us, and they felt like it was people out there that were better than us, and so we decided, I know I had this wild thing that I'd just do it myself. So we really got caught up into a whole bunch of drugs to be able to not only gain things, materialistic things in this world, but to become rappers. And so fast forward, and that's what happened. Ended up in selling drugs and rapping, ended up with a lot of cars, ended up with houses, girls, jewelry, cash. And thought I was having a whole bunch of fun at that time. You know, drunk every night, waking up in the streets, in my front yard, and just horrible, wicked life. During all of that time, I was on the road doing shows and hanging out with my buddies. I never really considered at that time that if I would have died, I would have been damned to hell, eternally separated from the one that created me. It's a sad thing, but it's a joy to know that the God that created the heavens and the earth, before even the foundations of the world, even before we even see what we see now, He chose me. He called me to Himself out of darkness into the marvelous light. And it's no greater thing. I tell people all the time, I say, man, you really don't know that it's really no greater thing than to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is absolutely no greater thing. And I don't think people understand it. But as I look back, I know why they don't understand it. They're blinded. They can't see. They can't see. They're still chasing drugs, alcohol, women, money, all of these little gods of the world that can't bring no true satisfaction. There's only one God. Man, Christ is wonderful. He's a mighty God. And He's worthy. You know, we were created for his glory, to bring glory to Him. He did that. He created us. Throughout the Bible, there's a call for men to repent and to place their faith and trust in Christ. There's no other way. You have to come to the Lord on His terms. And it's only through Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. No other way. Not by your good works. Not by trying to reform yourself. Not by praying to Mary. It's only through Christ. And I never forget, at one time I was standing in a house and I was laying in my bed and it was nighttime. And I'll never forget, I was thinking, man, what is wrong? Something ain't right. I'm not satisfied, you know. I know that every time I'd get that feeling, I would get something, go do something. Maybe let's go out and have some drinks, son. Or let's go out and start some trouble. Or just do something to kill that. Well, this particular time, it wouldn't go away. It was like, it's a major problem. Something's not right. You got this house, and you're just not satisfied. The fact of the matter is, every man has a conscience. And only God can fill that void that's in a man's heart. Me not knowing that at the time, just knew it was a problem. And so I never forget, I met a girl that had actually been staying with me, and I wanted to kind of, I guess, follow her, and she began to go to a church, and so I would follow her to the church, not thinking nothing about the church in particular, just really wanted to follow her. So I sit there sometimes listening and sometimes not, but immediately when it was over, I'd go back to what I was doing, wickedness, every single time. And I'll never forget, one day I walked in there and the Lord opened my ears and my eyes. He made me that way. I pay attention to what was actually being spoken that day. And I really did. And I'll never forget how He began to talk about man's sin and how we could have life in Jesus Christ. And if man would repent of his sins, that he could have salvation in Christ. Well, I left there that day with that thought on my mind and thought, wow, man, I'm in trouble. For one, I don't have a relationship with God. All that time I thought I was in church and everything was alright, but I really don't have a relationship with God. It's a problem in my life. And so in that, I guess you could say I began to call out on the Lord, asking the Lord, save me, Lord, you know, forgive me, Lord. And He did. The Lord not only granted me repentance, but He granted me faith in Jesus Christ. And man, how thankful I was at that time. Not knowing that getting saved is a a drastic change. You know, I didn't have any biblical knowledge. I didn't know for sure that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I just knew, man, something is strange. I'll never forget going to a nightclub with my friends after that. I was still in the music business at that time. I never forget going in a nightclub, and we were in there. I had just such a weird feeling. And I looked over at my buddy. I said, man, I got to get out of here. I don't know what it is, but I got to go. And that was many years ago. And believe it or not, never been back in a nightclub since. The Lord just, he took that away from me, where I didn't have a desire to want to be in that type of environment or to do those type of things anymore. He took a lot of things from me in my life that was detrimental to me. But most of all, he gave me Christ. He gave me salvation. Now, in moving around, I had a peace. It really didn't matter if I had cars or girls or friends. I just knew that I'm a friend of God now. I'm not an enemy of God. And what I thought I was missing, I really had now in Christ. And so if you speed it up, I'll never forget, from my previous wickedness running around, I had been saved for a while. I had married this girl that I was with. And all of a sudden, I found out I had a warrant for my arrest because of, you know, that sin that so fun at that time, that it was time to pay the price for it. So ended up doing 3.5 years in prison. And never forget the Lord teaching me his word, and just gave me that time to be able to just meditate on his word, to run across the path of many people, many different beliefs, and all of these type of things. And but God kept me all those times. He kept me. Let me know that I'm with you. I never leave you. I never forsake you. It's kind of hard for me telling my friends, hey, this music thing, I'm through with it. And let it go. Ain't had a desire for it since. Don't die without him. Don't die without him. Are you ready to face God? That's the question.